Welcome to the Harvest USA Report. I'm Brian Hale, an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, now expanded throughout North America. Today we're going to check in with Dr. Romulo Lolato, Associate Professor of Agronomy at Kansas State, on how to do data collection for the Wheat Quality Council's Winter Wheat Tour.
First thing that we're going to do, as you can see, we are about 100, 120 yards from the border of the field. So whenever we stop at a given field, we want to make sure that we walk in past, because the border of the field is always going to be a little bit more stressed and perhaps a little bit different than the rest of the field. Once we're in the field as we are here, we can identify. In this case here, we're looking at the crop. All the heads seem to be out already, so we will use the headed formula. First thing that we do is we collect the plant height. So put the yard all the way until the bottom of the canopy. And you see here in this case, until the top of the head, we are 29 inches and a half. Second thing, we need to measure row spacing. The way we do row spacing, we get three consecutive rows and we measure from the center of the first one to the center of the third one. So that gives us two spacings. In this case, we go from 0 to 15 for two rows. That means 7.5. We need to estimate also what crop growth stage this field is. And if we look here, of course, all heads are out. We can briefly take a look inside and see what growth stage the crop is. It seems like all the florets are still very nice and green. So we give this field here heading, right? So this field is just headed out now. Even some of the heads are not fully out yet. There still might be a few of them that are just now coming out of the boot. So that we're going to give the growth stage here of heading.
Learn more on this data collection on our Facebook page at Harvest USA Report. That's it for today's report. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.